Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
When you first get into astrology, learning astrology, you spend a lot of time looking down. We're looking down at symbols, lines, and a circle, learning the meanings. But those symbols and lines are more than just things inside a circle moving around. As much as you spend time looking down, reading, you should spend some time looking up, because that's where all those symbols and lines are actually taking place and how all this astrology began in the first place, looking up, then down. If there was no TV, phones, nor electricity, at the end of the day when you're sitting around a campfire, what do you think you would be doing? Other than telling stories and eating and all that, you probably would watch the sky. While looking up, they started making observations. They noticed while most stars stayed fixed in their positions, five moved through the sky. These five unique stars, along with the sun and the moon, the two luminaries, were known as the seven wanderers. This sky watching has been going on since the beginning, but tracking of the placements in the sky can be traced as far back as 2100 BCE in Mesopotamia, which would be in today's Iraq. We all know there are nine planets, but back then there was no telescope, so they could only go by what they could see with the naked eye. One really cool thing is if you ever outside around 5 a.m. just before light, you will notice all the rest of the stars have disappeared except for the planets, depending on your position on the Earth at that time and the planet's location as well. I used to walk my dog around that time before leaving to go to work. If you follow me on social media, you may have seen some of the pictures I posted of different planets. I think the last one I posted was a picture of Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, and the moon all together in the sky. These seven wanderers move about through the sky on the same path, which is called the ecliptic plane. All of the wanderers move about this ecliptic plane at different speeds, but they pretty much stay in this belt line as they move around. I guess one day someone decided, you know, maybe we should start keeping track of these placements of these wanderers, which was the beginning of astronomy. The way they kept track is from the backdrop of the fixed stars. They noticed if you connected the dots of these fixed stars, they are close together. They resemble living objects in the sky. Things like a ram, a lion, a scorpion, scales, so on. And now, as the places, but we know them, they used to call them places, but we know them as the zodiac signs. They use the zodiac to not only map the sky, but keep track of the movement of the wanderers. As they was looking up, they started noticing things below. Like when the sun was in the goated horn, or the crab, or the ram, or the scales marked the beginning of the four seasons. When the sun was in the bull, or the lion, or the scorpion, or the water pour marked the middle of the four seasons. And when the sun was in the twins, the maiden, the archer, or the fishes, marked the change of the season. It began to be used as what we know as a calendar.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.